I'm not gonna lie, the first time that I saw Brokeback Mountain back in the day with Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, that was probably the first time that I realized how turned on I am by two gay men kissing. Just saying. Just gonna put it out there. Don't judge me. Hello, queers. Welcome to Movies a la Queer. This is Sarita Ramirez, and today we are going to be talking about Free Fall, a 2013 German film directed by Stefan LeCant, and it stars Hanno Kofler, Max Remelt, and Katharina Schüttler. And it's about Mark, a man who leads a life of law and direction with a wife and a baby on the way. So he enlists in the city's police academy. But his life kind of takes a turn when he meets Kay, another academy student, and the two fall in love. Now, this film is called and rumored to be Germany's answer of Brokeback Mountain. And if you guys have not listened to the 10 best breakup films podcast that I have listed below in the directory, you guys should know that Brokeback Mountain is one of my favorite films of breakup films in general, in the whole life of film cinema. And I actually really admire Brokeback Mountain and for the late Heath Ledger and for Jake Gyllenhaal. So when I heard about this film being Germany's answer of Brokeback Mountain, I had to watch it. I had to request it. I had to review it because I really wanted to know if it was really going to meet the hype. Now, New York Times calls it an upsetting and believable study of the disruptive power of unleashed desire. Now, I watched the film, and my question is to myself as I review it, if this film meets the hype. Well, let's go to the categories. As always, this film review will do its best to contain no spoilers of any sort. But if you guys wanted to watch the film before continuing this review, this film is available on all digital platforms, including Wolf on Demand and Amazon's lovefilm.com. And this film is set to be released on DVD on March 4th, 2014. But if you guys do not mind having, again, a no-spoiler review, we can go on with our category, starting with Straight to Gay. Now, again, this film was pretty gay for me. In fact, I'm surprised that Mark, who, again, was played by Max Remelt, was straight at all. I mean, there were times when my girlfriend and I had these little, you know you're gay if you're really crying on his shoulder and hugging him and kissing him, and you're really gay if you're sticking your tongue down his throat without even questioning. So I'm actually really surprised that there was even a straight bone in him to begin with. But again, I'm not a gay man. Throughout this film, you guys, I'm going to kind of let you guys know that I am not a gay man. So I may not know the transition of what it is to have feelings for a man in that way. But I will question it. I will not laugh at it, but I will question it definitely. Yeah, this film was very gay. As far as my twingy tension, again, there is something about gay men kissing that can turn a girl straight or gay liking, or I'm not really sure what the word is, but it actually really turns me on to see two gay men getting it on. Maybe that's just me. I kind of really love it. As far as a real lay versus movie lay, you know, I was organizing my thoughts on this film, and I was writing down these notes here, which I'm going to actually, you know, been talking to you guys about. My girlfriend asks me, well, do you know how gay men really fuck? So, yeah, good question, babe. As far as a crockpot of queso and as far as cheesy goes, I didn't really find anything cheesy in this film. You know, there was no real embarrassing moments for the actors or any scenes or dialogue moments that were, you know, embarrassingly awkward or anything that was kind of like, God, that was so corny. I actually really enjoyed how the film, you know, kind of moved and transitioned with dialogue. You know, it was actually very realistic for me. It wasn't really cheesy in any aspect at all. Actually, at first I found one of the, you know, when Mark eventually gets into the unit, I found one of his, I guess, partners or one of the other policemen to be real assholes. And I thought that they were kind of a little over the top at first. But then I realized how homophobic men could be. And I really, really believed that. You know, and I really believed that intensity from that guy and the douchebaggery that he was delivering to us in the screen. So I kind of definitely bought it. As far as what hit home, I have to say I really felt for these characters. You know, there wasn't a character that I disliked per se. Usually in situations of the other person or side piece or affair, lovers, you know, I can't really feel bad for the lover. But in this case with Kay, I actually really felt for him. You know, Bettina, who again is Mark's wife, played by Katharina Schüttler, was also a very powerful, you know, she was the wife. She was the kind of the victim in this almost. But then again, who is the victim in this type of situation? Who really is the victim? Is it Mark for not recognizing his desire to be with a man or to be with Kay per se? Is it Kay for falling in love with Mark and kind of feeling like this, like the side piece, you know, like he was never going to have a stable relationship with Mark? Or is it Katharina, you know, who is the wife, who is the new, you know, new mother, and to find out that her husband has been unfaithful, and not only just with any woman, but with a man, you know, how can she even feel, and there's a line here, properly jealous, you know, for this. It's actually very, very sad. And I honestly, the feeling of also not being able to choose, whether it's to choose what you want or your duty. You know, here you have Mark, who has a wife, who has a child, and here you have Kay, who Mark loves, and he can't really give himself to Mark. You know, it kind of leaves you feeling empty, like who, as Mark, who should I choose? Who should I be with? The feeling of wanting to complete your duty or wanting to do your duty to your family, but also you want to be happy. Honestly, the only cons that I have of this movie, that was just at some moments, they were a bit too jumpy for me. Like there were some jump scenes, one in particular without, again, much spoiler, is how Mark can be a straight man, but from one day to the next, he decides to go to a gay club. I mean, I am not a gay man, so I may not fully understand the day to night transition. And maybe the director LeCant wanted to give a passage of time or wanted to show us that yes, in like a span of weeks, he does eventually go to a gay club. But to me, I didn't really get to see that. Now, while some things were in question, you know, would I compare this to Brokeback Mountain? And in some aspects, yes. I mean, I do compare the love story and even Anus, played by the late Heath Ledger, to Mark's character. But what was done correctly in Brokeback Mountain was, again, that passage of time. Even though that was definitely in a span of years and decades, in this film, you know, it was a couple of months. And I really didn't really see much of a time lapse. Like, yes, you know, you eventually saw the woman have a baby, but you didn't really kind of see his transition of becoming this guy who was very, very, very straight to then becoming this flaming homosexual. I'm sorry, I didn't really get to see that, and I wish that I did. But otherwise, this film was beautifully captured. It was realistic dialogue, and I definitely, one thing that I will give this film that I have not seen in a long time is that I really felt involved with these characters. So for my rating of 1 to 5, 1 being the worst and 5 being the best and relating to our queer culture, I'm going to give this film a 3.8. It was actually very powerful, and I definitely want to see this again. I thank Wolf Video for sending me this. It was actually a very enlightening film, and we should see this film, especially for those that want a more dated version of Brokeback Mountain with the younger cast, with modern technology, you know, to kind of get it away. And again, this is a foreign film, so there are subtitles, and I love a good foreign film, and I felt like this was definitely a film that I could watch again for the love story, for the intensity, and for just the message behind it. But if you liked, love, or hated this review, check out our other ones. We have a long list below directory of all these films that we have reviewed so far since last year. We actually made a year. Movies a la Queer has been around for a year. So thank you all that have been listening intently. It's been a pleasure reviewing these films. It's been fun. It's been great for me. I wanted to thank Lauren Leegee, who's been my co since the beginning. And I also want to thank my beautiful girlfriend, Danielle. And I want to thank the Lesbian Lounge for being there. And again, tweet me at Movies a la Queer or shoot me an email at moviesalaqueer@gmail.com. This was Sarita Ramirez, and I hope you guys have a beautiful day. Bye.